It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Brian McKnight is getting a lot of heat online after revealing he legally changed his name to become a senior to his newborn son, despite already being a senior to his eldest son, Brian McKnight Jr. So he posted on Instagram announcing his new album. He said he created for his newborn son, very cleverly called McKnight Time Lullabies. So he posted, "So proud to introduce our son, Brian Kainoa Makoa Jr." And he said to the world, "With the release of my new album, lovingly created for him, because I am also proud to officially announce that I have legally changed my name." So he says that he is now Brian Kainoa Makoa McKnight Sr. Very long. But people are upset about this because he already has an older son that he named after himself, Brian McKnight Jr. So somebody commented, they're like, "You know what? If I was Brian McKnight Jr., I would be getting back at my dad and changing my name." Mm-hmm. Well, Brian McKnight Jr. replied, "I'm not ashamed of the name my ancestors had. I'll never change the name my own son has now. We are witnessing an obscene level of self-hate that has reached mental illness status at this point."
This was the son that said that?
Yes, his junior. I know. Isn't that crazy? Very publicly talking about this family feud. And he says that he will welcome his new sibling with open arms one day once he realizes who his real family is.
Oh, dude.
Wow. I mean, I don't blame the son for doing this, because the way Brian McKnight has handled himself, it's so messy. And it's sad. Like, it's really sad how he is just, you know, you don't know all the details, but to turn your back on your eldest kids and just act like they don't exist and then just play family with this new family has to be, that's just so heartbreaking on so many levels for his eldest kids.
It's very heartbreaking and it's nasty. And I mean, like you said, we don't know all the details, but we do know that a lot of what he turned on his kids was when they were kids. So it's like, how bad could it have been that not only do you disown your other family, you are now throwing it in their face every chance you get with the new family. He needs to start back at one. Take his own words.
And I loved that song.
Me too. That was my song.
Dude, I was laying in my waterbed at night with my headphones on, listening to that song on repeat on my single. Yep. I had a single.
I've had one interaction with Brian McKnight in my entire career, and it wasn't a good one.
Oh, no.
I was asked to be the head coach of a celebrity basketball team. In a basketball game, right? Jermaine Dupri is playing in it. Brian McKnight was on my team also. They clearly looked at me and said, "You can't play, but at least you can coach." So, look, my job was to, like, tell guys to come in and come out. But it was real light. It was for, like, charity and stuff, right? And I'm pulling Brian McKnight out, and he's getting super pissed. Like, really, really mad. He was so competitive in this charity basketball game. Uh-huh. He was really, really pissed at me. I was scared to take him out of the game.
You know, that was his dream, to make it to the NBA.
So I did. It makes more sense.
That was as close as he got.
Okay.
So he really wanted that game.
I'm like pulling him out and putting Jermaine Dupri in, who's like 4'11". So he must have been really, really mad.
Okay, back to my favorite subject, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So it's official. Travis Kelce plays a little bit better when his woman is in the house. So last night, CBS aired this graphic yesterday that just showed how much better he does when Taylor Swift is watching him. So apparently when he is, quote, left to his own devices, which is calling back to her song Antihero, he, just a little history lesson, he averages about 46.5 yards. But when she's in the house, he averages 99 yards. But last night, he was in fuego because he had 179 yards really trying to impress his lady, Miss Tay-Tay.
So I'm a Chargers fan, and they beat the Chargers last night, and Kelce kills us every time. Mm-hmm. But either way, so my son and I are watching the game, and every time Travis would do something good, I would joke with Hollis. I'm like, oh my God, I wonder how Taylor feels about this. And as soon as I would say that, yeah, they would put the camera on every single time.
They're giving the people what they want.
I guess so.
I was watching on Twitter because, you know, I don't have cable. I ain't watching the game. I'm just here to see Taylor. And so people on Twitter were comparing her watching Travis and noticing that he's doing better. And then people were commenting about how they must be endgame, because when Jessica Simpson was in the house for Tony Romo, he was absolutely choking. Obviously, like, their romance fizzled out. So if Travis is really stepping up and really, like, putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to his game, it means he really cares about this woman and wants to impress her.
What does that say about Sierra and Russell Wilson?
Oh, no.
Mo's got some insight here.
Ooh, yeah.
She had a majority of his games?
Not anymore. I mean, I think it's for business reasons, for schedule reasons, but I also think she's at a point where she's not canceling anything to show up to those games either.
But Gisele Bündchen,
she's no different than any Bronco fan.
Yeah, exactly that. It's bad right now.
But Gisele Bündchen was good for Tom Brady, no?
Yeah, clearly.
But,
I mean,
but they didn't go the distance.
So you're saying that it's Sierra's fault that the Broncos are this bad?
No.
So if you're wondering why Mo has that insight, his dad runs security for Russell.
Yeah, he's the head security for Russell, and his life has been pretty rough this season.
Oh, God.
So pray for Russell and my dad.
I'm just trying to say that even though Gisele was there and he did good, they didn't go the distance, right? So because Sierra is there and he's doing bad, that means they can still go the distance.
Ah, okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
My dude got 6 rings and a divorce. I would take that every single time.
You would not.
Hell yeah.
That's not a bad party.
Oh, that's a question for later. Six rings or a divorce? Six rings with a divorce, rather.
I'm loaded.
Yeah. There's a celeb memoir coming out tomorrow that's not Britney Spears's. I'll tell you who's competing with her on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.